Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Carson Anderson radio program. Scott the Gator Anderson, how are you today?
I'm all right, Doug.
That's good. That's not believable. You didn't sell it. What's wrong?
I didn't sleep well last night.
You didn't?
No.
What happened?
Well, I'd say the dog got up at 5:20.
Okay.
Wanted to go out at 5:20.
Okay.
After we had gone to bed at like midnight. I'm like, this is not, no, I don't want, no. I tried to put it off, and then she got way too insistent. And I'm like, fine. So I took her outside and took her out to the front yard. I had to make a business trip in the front yard rather than let her run around the back.
Why's that?
Funny you should ask, Doug. Because last night at around 11:45, get ready to winding up on the TV and stuff, and the dog was outside, and then I heard the dog make a few kind of loud barks. And I was like, what are you barking at? And eventually I went outside, and she was standing over another exposed rabbit hole.
No way. Another one?
She did it again.
So wait a sec. The first one, the rabbits have vacated.
Yes.
They've grown up and they've vacated.
That they did.
And now you have another rabbit hole?
Yes. And she widened this one out and flattened it out. I mean, it's like, it's the before... It was like a crater, and I could cover the depth of the crater with some sticks and a couple logs, and then eventually I put a chair on top of it to protect the innocent. This time, she's standing over it, and she has like cleared all the space. So it's like it's barely an indentation in the ground right now because she has taken up so much. And I go, come on. You know, not again. And there's two baby bunnies that are there. I didn't get a good look last night because it was dark out, and I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. Come on, no. But there were definitely two of them there. I went over, I just went straight and grabbed the chair.
I was about to say, did you build the shelter?
Yeah, a little bit. I just put the chair on top and then grabbed a log and put on either side of the chair to try to, you know, reduce the traffic of the dog's snout.
Uh-huh.
But, and then I'm like, I don't even care anymore. But there were all the grass that she had dug up. I grabbed some of the grass and started throwing it back in the shelter as well to give them something there. But
oh man,
I'm leaving the house. So I didn't look at them this morning. I let the dog out. I'm like, I'm going to keep an eye on the dog from the house. And
so
see
the dog,
what she does.
The dog won't eat them.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so. Cause I think she alerted me. Let me know. Hey, look what I got out here. So then I decided, all right, I'm going to go with that. So when I let her out, this morning, again, at like 7:30, I decided I'm going to take a look. I'm going to see what she does. I'm going to stay in the house. And what she does is what she's going to do. I'll see. And she digs her snout deep in there and pulls it out eventually. And I'm like, you don't have a bunny in your mouth, dude. And I don't think she didn't have a bunny in her mouth. So I'm like, okay, that could be good. But I also didn't go back and check the rabbit hole this morning myself. So I don't know if the bunnies are there or not, if the mama took them and relocated or what. They might still be there. I don't know. But the dog didn't spend a ton of time by there. But, dude, if I have two more tenants.
So I've been a homeowner for 30-ish years.
Mm-hmm.
This has never once happened.
Well.
And is there something inherent about your property that rabbits... like to, you know, burrow and
I mean rabbits are all they're all over the neighborhood.
Yeah,
can definitely see them all over the neighborhood. However, I've been living in this house for 13 years, I think 13, 14 years, and never had a rabbit issue. Now it's within two months.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand, and it's very frustrating because I don't want to keep having my yard be dug up the way it is because the dog digs up the yard like that once it goes for the rabbits. And I don't want the, I guess I technically I don't have the responsibility, but I'm taking on a responsibility that I probably shouldn't have to, but trying to protect them from what I mean, if I just let them expose, I mean, owls, I'm sure would take them in a minute, but when hey, I'm,
it's a natural,
right? All right. I hear you. I
food
hear
chain, you. Things happen.
So I'm leaving my house.
It's and wild as, in Gator's backyard, people.
As I'm backing up out of the garage, I look at my rearview mirror and I saw there was an adult bunny rabbit behind me, like in the grass. And I pulled up the car, rolled down the window, and I had a conversation with the rabbit.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sure this was helpful.
I said, listen, man, I understand if you're going to build shelter for your babies, that's great. How about this? Can we compromise? Have at it in the front yard. I don't care what you do to the front yard. Make it your own playground there. You know, have 10 holes. You know, knock up 10 different bunny rabbits and you just, you know, father them all over in the front yard. I don't care. But not the backyard. The backyard's where I let the dog run loose, which you would think would be enough of a deterrent.
That they wouldn't want to do it with the
right,
dog.
And yet it's not. So that's, I'm a little crabby too.
He's crabby because he has a minor inconvenience. He's Scott Anderson. I can't wait to see how this one turns out.
Yeah.
Did you ever find out, like, there were no rabbits missing the first time this happened? There were like four or five in there?
Yeah, there were four in the first time. I, you know, there were four one day and then there were zero another day. So gotcha. This one, I saw two last night. So if there's more than two, great. But if there's two, then I'll just assume there's only two.
All right. I did mention right out of the gate, I had a recurring nightmare. I have three recurring nightmares. One is I am late for a Michigan game. It's going to kick off and I can't get to the stadium. I can't get through traffic. Something is wrong and I can't get to the game.
Can't reroute.
No. And I'm completely screwed and all I do is panic. The other one is the falling elevator one I've had since I was a little kid. That's made me, for my life, I'm going to always feel a little sketch on elevators. But yes, I've had a falling elevator one. And then the one I had last night.
Did it come back last night?
No, not the falling elevator one.
No, I know what you're going to say.
You know the third one I'm going to say?
Yeah.
It's not the street sweeper one. Oh, I haven't had that since I was a kid. Street sweepers were chasing me when I was a kid. This is my adult version of the street sweeper one. We'll get to that today at 10:20. And we'll talk about the Tigers. Weird game last night. Truncated, weird, rain delayed. But a Tiger win nonetheless. Things are getting back to normal, are they? Starting to feel like it a little bit. We will get to the Tigers coming up next segment as well. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, is your garage door making some weird noises or maybe just working sluggishly? It's not as quick to respond as it used to be, or maybe it looked like it's off kilter a little bit. Here's what you do. Call the great folks over at Precision Garage Door Service, and they're going to come out. They're going to diagnose whatever problem you have with your garage doors. And then best of all, they're going to fix it right there in the spot. The expert technicians know exactly what they're doing. They're professional. They're awesome. In fact, in the truck, they've got all the tools of the trade necessary to get the job done right and get it done in a timely fashion. Give them a call today. 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR. Now, I know this first off because I've used Precision a couple different times. Once for repairs and just general service. And then I had to get new garage doors. And this is absolutely the place to call for new garage doors as well. Precision Garage Door Service. Schedule an appointment online at your convenience at precisiondoormi.com, or again, give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR. That's 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.